stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
This is a legacy podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's the last podcast that I'm ever going to do as a 40-some-year-old woman. And that in itself is legacy. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to have made it to 50. I mean, I haven't made it yet. I have 7 more days. And I'm so excited. So excited. It's been, I don't stop getting gifts. I'm the luckiest bitch ever. Every day I get a gift. And yesterday I got a very, very special gift. And one that I can't talk about yet. But I can't wait to share it. It made me cry. It made me stop what I was doing. And it made me feel grateful beyond words. I guess getting to half of a century, you start reflecting and you start thinking about how you lived your life and how you contributed. Even in the past 2 months of my life, I feel like it's been an entire journey. And then if I think about the past year, that also has been very telling. All the changes, the waves, they just come at you. And the only thing you can really do, and this is how I realize that I have gotten to a place of maturity, something that I'm very grateful for, and it is being able to control yourself and your responses through all those waves. So some are ripples, right? Some are ineffective, but then there are those crashing white caps that come at you, and then how do you respond to that? And you control your breath, you control your words, and you control your response. And I know that I've gotten to a place of maturity. I know that for sure. It's been, what a ride, these 5 decades. In my speech, the one I'm going to talk about, the one I'm going to read, and I'm going to try not to read. I've gone over it a couple of times. I hate that when you get to a place and somebody starts fucking reading. You want somebody to talk from the heart, but this is very, very important. How many times do you get to turn 50? Right? There are a lot of people that don't even make it to 50. So I want to make sure that I say and remember the right things, the right people, and I didn't want to fuck it up. I know that when you grab a mic and you ad lib and you just shoot from the hip, and I know that far too well, you omit, you forget, we're human. So I wrote a speech, and in that speech, it's only a minute or two or three, maximum 3. And I'm going live with it because there's this king who's going to be watching. I know. I did it again. Oops, I did it again. So it's so funny. In May, I broke up a relationship for a year. It was a year. And I'm glad I did. It was not serving me. It was not. So I'm glad I did. But the last thing I was looking for was a new relationship. And I'm in relationship. When you're not looking for it, that's when that thing shows up, that beautiful thing called relationship. And I'm very fortunate. But this time around, I'm gonna really go slow. Although I really, really want to go fast. I do everything fast. And I really want to savor this, which is different. I want to understand it from A to Z. And also, that's another thing, maturity. You start analyzing things in a different way. This past 2 months has been very revealing to me in many, many ways. I've learned a lot about myself and the people around me. And I am so fucking fortunate. So fucking lucky. I mean, I have friendships, very few friendships. And I hold those people in a high place because they're there for me, come thick and thin. They're there for me, and they've really shown that. It's been a tough time, this COVID bullshit, for me It really has. And I keep that off media because I don't like to glorify things that are not positive and good. I like to focus on those things. But the truth is, it was challenging for a lot of people, and me included. But I'm winning. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah, it's 7 days from now. Everything's going to look very, very different in my life. And there's a couple of things I want to focus on in this podcast because there are things that have gotten me through the past decade and through the past 50 years. And one of them is Tara. Tara is my roommate from high school, and we lived together in Canada. And I would have never in my life ever predicted that 40 years later, we'd still be. Actually, I would even say we're closer now than we've ever been. And it's kind of interesting because I've been out of Canada for over 25 years. So the way distance affects relationship is also a learning experience. She is my sister. She is my family. And when I die, and I'm gonna die, Tara, who is older than me, by the way, will be probably the person cleaning up the mess and distributing the things. But here's the thing. I don't have a lot of things, and I only have one person to distribute to, which is also a blessing, and that's my son, Roman. Roman is someone else that I'm really thinking about a lot these days. And it's not, you know, you think about your kid every day after you have them. I mean, it's just a given. But I've been thinking a lot about him and actually thinking about this podcast. This morning I was up at an obscene hour getting ready for Grant's class, and I was Googling my name. So when you Google yourself, you learn, right? Because there's all kinds of bullshit. And I was dumbfounded. I didn't know if I had to sue people or thank people. Because my image and my name and my words and it's being used by so many different people. But this is what you get. You get the good with the bad. I'm promoting myself. I'm making money. I'm doing business. And then the vultures come. But what do you do? Do you sue them or do you thank them? Because in every case, they're helping you. So I'd rather thank them. I'd rather not sue them. God knows, I'm getting sued every fucking day. And it's funny, in my speech, I talk about that when I was approximately 16 years old in Canada. I remember channeling Patrizia Gucci from the Gucci family, you know, the purses. And she had a quote that said she'd rather be alone in a Rolls Royce than accompanied on a bicycle. And what she was referencing is that she, because her family was so important, that she was getting sued all the time for money and property and stuff. I'm not getting sued for money and property. What I'm getting sued for is all kinds of other bullshit. But it's just interesting how I manifested what importance meant when I was 16, because now I'm 50 years old, and literally once a week I have to talk to an attorney, which is really annoying, because life is so delicious. At least I love life. Yeah, that's the word. That's the phrase that got him. I love life. And so when you get a phone call or an email that says that somebody's trying to harm you weekly, you're like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? But I manifested it. I spoke it into existence when I was 16. I think that the more you rise, the more people want to drag you down. So you got to take the good with the bad, with the ugly. And God knows there's a lot of ugly. I want to focus on Roman because Roman is a testament to my life. He is my heart with legs and arms. And I know he's 21 years old and he knows everything. I know it because that's what most 21-year-olds think. And I'm his mom. So as long as I'm alive, I will forgive everything. As long as I'm alive, he's my son and I adore him. There's no love like that. It's unmatched. But, you know, you don't stop worrying. It doesn't matter that he's an adult. It doesn't matter that he's a taxpayer. It doesn't matter that he has student loans. It doesn't matter. He's still my baby. He's still the little boy with the pacifier that overeats. He's an overeater. Guys, he's an overeater. And I love that guy so much. I love my overeater. And then I think about Grants. Grants has been in my life for 6 years. And his wife, Tiffany. How in the past 6 years these kids have become my family is also very strange. God has a plan, man. He really does have a plan. And he laughs at us when we try to fuck with that plan. So it's probably best just to keep an open heart and an open mind and just go with it. I didn't think I was, after my breakup with what I thought could be a real relationship, that I would even be open. But I find myself in a relationship, and it's great. And it's great. And then I yesterday, that gift that I got, which I cannot tell you about, and it's fucking killing me. I'll tell you guys when I'm 50. You know, I've been saying that for years, that I'm 50. And probably on July 30th, I'll be talking about how I'm 60. But this gift, which was unexpected, in the gift, there's a part of this gift, which is just so creative, so unique, so thoughtful. There's a part of it that says you reinvent yourself. It is your duty to reinvent yourself. And I think so. I believe that. It's very easy to stay complacent. It's very easy to stay in the role that you settle for. It's very difficult, especially at 50, to say, all right, I'm doing things different. I'm going to radically change today and every day, and I'm going to continue to dream and go for more. All day I've been listening to Barbara Streisand at the office all day long. And if you don't agree that Barbara Streisand is the absolute best singer in the entire world, you're just not my friend, and you're not invited to my birthday party. Because when I hear her sing, I mean, aside from it just changes my whole outlook on life, the words, oh my God, those words. I mean, if you listen to the song Evergreen, which my son did, he did a paper on in college. Evergreen, when you listen to that song, when you listen to Memories, when you listen to Guilty, you're listening to fucking life, man. These words are prophetic. And I just love her. And I've been listening to her all day long. And I've been thinking about how she's been an incredible tool for me in my 50 years, and how she still is. In my classes, in my yoga classes, I play some weird music. Like, I'll play Closer by Nine Inch Nails and Barbara in the same 15-minute span, which is just radical. But the truth is they're both real in life, right? I like to keep it real in my yoga classes. I like to talk about real things. I like to curse, and I like to talk about challenge, and, you know, because that's what we're all going through. We're all the same. And yoga means unity. So let's not bullshit each other, and let's just be unified. We're all going through something. We're all suffering. We're all being hit with the white caps of the waves of life. And let's just unify. Let's just hold hands through that process. And that's the best advice I can give. And, you know, I don't like to give advice, and I don't like POAs. I think they're funny as fuck when somebody gets on a microphone and gives advice. That's not what this podcast is. And that's another thing I realized today when I was Googling myself, is that my podcast is legacy. My podcast is my living will. When I die, and I know some people don't like when I say that, and I don't give a fuck, because it's a reality. We're all going to die. So, and I think I say that to myself so often because I want to live with urgency. I want to say everything I want to say. I don't want to hold back. I want to do everything I want to do. I don't want to hold back, because we don't have time. And that's something that I've been thinking a lot about. I remember being Roman's age, and I remember saying, you know, I got time for that. Nah, I'll take care of that later. Now it's like, I got to do that right now, because things like COVID, that's a really great red flag to say, do everything you want, say everything you want, don't hold back, because you don't know how much time you really have on this earth. So live with urgency. I hear almost on a daily basis, Magda, you're so fun. Magda, everything is better with you. Magda, and that's not true. What they're saying is, I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe you just said that. But the truth is it's not heart. if you think you're going to die. It's not hard if you think you don't have time. It's quite easy to be everything you really are if you don't have time, if the time is running out. You don't have time. We only have 24 hours in the day. If you take out the 8 hours you're supposed to be sleeping, you and the 8 hours you're working, you really don't have time. So just be you. Do the best you can be every fucking day. And that's my POA, and that's my advice for the 50th year. So let's talk about things that are really important, like my birthday party. Oh my God. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking doing this, but I'm really glad that I did it. I'm a party thrower. I'm an event planner. I'm a clown. And I have been for so many people for so many years and happy to do it. I think birthdays are so awesome, right? But this year is a very, very special year for me in so many ways. And if you're one of the lucky people that have the candle or the paper invite, because there's levels, the candle is the ultimate level. So if you own one of those candles, pat yourself on the back. That means I truly love you. If you have one of the postcards, that means I do love you. But, you know, there's levels. Post Malone has a song called Levels. I love it. Anyway, this party is maybe better than my son's third year Willy Wonka craziness that I did. And I remember I worked on that one for 9 months. But this time I only had 2 months to work on this party. And so you can only imagine what I did I didn't sleep is what I did. I'm so excited to wear the dress. So this dress is a fucking showstopper. Indeed. I've never seen a dress like that. When I saw it, I said, that's me. I don't know if there's going to be a nip slip. I'm excited. It's going to be great. I get to see my family, my blood relatives. I get to see all of you. I get to see my yoga students. I get to see the mayors. I get to see the Florida teams. I'm just really excited to celebrate one of the most special days of my life with all of you. And some of you do have the invitation. And so I'm really happy. Maybe some of you I haven't even met. And I'm happy to hug you. And so we can rejoice together. This is what you're headed towards. Insanity. It's going to be a fucking spectacle. And I'm so happy about that because you won't forget it. And that's what life is memories. So you got to make good ones. And you got to try hard. You got to be passionate and 100% integrated. And if you're not, you're just living a half-assed life. Who the fuck wants to live a half-assed life? It's like using drugs. Who wants to go through life using drugs, like pills and bullshit like that? If you're going to go through life inebriated, then you're not living. You're not tasting. You're not experiencing. You're inebriated. You're like toxic. So my advice to people that are on drugs is get the fuck off drugs. See the real life, taste real life, and it's so delicious. Speaking of inebriated, on Saturday will be the first outing that I do this month, actually, because it's National Tequila Day. And if I were to choose a drink, it would be tequila, and specifically Don Julio 70. It's got a smoky flavor, and then I'm a big red wine drinker, and certain types of red wine. I don't drink all red wine. And I think because I get headaches, not because I'm picky or stuck up or anything like that. It's just I like the Prisoner, which is affordable. But I'm very specific because I get headaches immediately if it's bad, if it doesn't jive with my body. And since I'm always working out, who the fuck wants to feel bad the next day, you know? So National Tequila Day will be my first outing of this month, and I can't wait because it's at a venue that I love so very much. All the years of swim week there at W South Beach. I'll be there on Saturday. I can't wait to see you guys. It's National Tequila Day. Stop by. It is, I think it's called Dano's Tequila that's hosting this event. And it's going to be fucking hot. So just don't wear any clothes. Go naked. And yeah, let's have fun. I'm going to be there for 1 hour because I'm busy, but I'm very excited about this outing. It's been a long time since I go out. I've been working nonstop for the past 2 months, literally nonstop. Even my media has come to a screeching halt. You guys know I post every day, 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. And I haven't done that. I haven't done that in since I broke up with my boyfriend. And it has nothing to do with my boyfriend. That's so yesterday. But what it is I've been busy working with purpose, working with passion, and also I'm in relationship. I mean, I am spending a lot of time with him, focused on him. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. The only way to be in a healthy relationship is just you and that person in a relationship against the world. It's taken me close to 50 years to understand that there is no healthy relationship if one of you is philandering, if you have extracurricular activities. There's just no real relationship. This city that I live in, unfortunately, it's a way of life here. But anyway, that doesn't affect me at all. What affects me is you guys, the listeners that have been with me close to 10 years. I see the numbers on Google. I see the numbers on the podcast ratings. I see the feedback, the insights. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this. I thank you guys if you go to my yoga class. I thank you guys if you follow me, if you go to the events, if you do all that. You guys are amazing. And I hope in the past 50 years, I've touched your life in a way that you will never forget. I'll let you in on a tiny little piece of the speech. The speech. It's only 3 fucking minutes. I don't know why I'm making it so glorious. But anyway, it does contain something like this. In my 50th year and the years that I have after that, it is my intention. And by the way, if you've ever seen me pull a steel mace apart, you know that I am highly intentional, very intense. It is my intention to give back all of the lessons, all of the goodness, all of the experience that I've gained in the past 50 years to everyone that stands in front of me. I've always been that way. I've always been a giver, but not like I am now, because I am running out of time. So in my second act, I'm going to really focus on giving back everything I've learned. And God knows I've learned so very much and so grateful for those lessons. Some were painful, some were so wonderful, but they were all lessons. And if you're smart, you will never stop learning. I know I am up to new education every single day, up to no good, and that's K-N-O-W. I want to know all the goodness, and I want to stay away from all the badness. So that's it for the last podcast of my 40th life. I will never be 40 again. I will catch you guys on the other side when I hit the 5th floor, and I'll tell you what it feels like. I think it's going to be like Irene Cara, oh, what a feeling, like that. I think it's going to be great. That's how I see it. I don't see it as derogatory. I certainly don't look my age, definitely don't feel my age, and I'm grateful. I mean, as long as you have gratitude for your health, for the people that love you, truly love you, and you're surrounded just by those people, then you're good. Then you're just golden, and I'm fucking golden. I do miss a couple of people in my life, but they'll bounce back, I'm sure. So until the first 50th podcast, I ask you to take care of yourself and each other. And then she turned 50.
Want to look great? Want to make money at the same time? Join Yes You Can. We are transforming the lives of millions of people around the world to achieve a better physical and financial health. My number is 813-720-7555. I'm waiting by the phone to talk to you. Yes You Can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me.